Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Tzadi Aleph. Today's shir is once again sponsored as Chusra for Shlema for Sarah Rivka Bas Hinda Bela. She should continue to have for Shlema Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So today's daf is going to be all about Nesachim, and it's all technical drushes and Pesukim. So get excited. The Gemara tells us that we're supposed to do Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud. What is the definition of Talmud? So the Rambam defines Talmud is to be motzi the halacha from the Mikra al yedei the Midrash HaTorah and Dreshes Ben. So today there's no Shlish, Shlish, and Shlish. Today it's Kula B'Talmud that we're learning all Talmud, what the very definition of Gemara is. So we are holding at V'Rabbi Yonasan. So says the Gemara, three lines on the bottom of the page, on Daf Tzadi Yom Beis, we were discussing the dinim of Nesachim and how I know that an oaf is Eino Tol Nesachim, that a bird carbon does not require Nesachim. So says the Gemara of Rabbi Yonasan, who says that I need the pasuk of Min HaBakar O Min Atzon to tell me that you could bring carbon Ola only from Bakar or only Min Atzon, but not from anything else. Well then, Lamali Krah, why do I need this pasuk if it's Min HaBakar Min Atzon, Ha'amar, but didn't Rabbi Yonasan himself say that when the pasuk tells me two options, like in the original context, so the pasuk says, Ki ish ish asher yikalel es aviv ve es imo mos imas. A man curses his father and his mother, so then he's chayiv misa. So what does that mean exactly? His father, oh, he's only chayiv if he curses both his father and his mother, or is it one or the other? So the pasuk makes it sound like it's only if you curse both. So he says no. It's mashma shneim ke'echad, and it's mashma kol echad b'fnei atzmo, that we have the right to assume that it means one or the other. Unless the pasuk says the word yachtav, and that would tell me that it has to be both of them. So since it doesn't say ki ish ish asher yikalel es aviv es imo yachtav mos yumas, so I know that you're chayiv misa even if it's just one or the other. So over here by Nesachim, it doesn't say min habakar min atzon yachtav takrivu es karbanchem, so you could bring your neder either min habakar or min atzon. It doesn't have to be both min habakar min atzon, and therefore l'chora I don't need the pasuk min habakar o min atzon in the parsha of Nesachim to teach me this din that it could be one or the other. I already know that the carbon could be one or the other. So says Mar, no itzrich. I still need that extra pasuk by Nesachim because salka daitechamina holuksiv umin atzon kemandechsiv yacht of dami. I might think the vav of umin atzon is the equivalent of yachtav. That it doesn't say minabakar minatzon, it says minabakar u minatzon. So I might think the u is the same as saying yachtav. Ul Rabbi Yoshia da Amar Afgav de Loksiv Yachtav Kemandiksiv Yachtav Dami Libayikra. According to Rabbi Yoshia, who says in the pasuk of being Makalla Esaviv Esimo, that even without the word Yachtav, it says if it said Yachtav, and therefore Rabbi Yoshia requires another pasuk to be Malameid, that if it's only one only curses one's mother, or one only curses one's father, that he's still going to be Chayiv. So you should need a pasuk to tell me that it's not so. And that by over here by the carbon, that you don't need to bring both bakar and son, and that one or the other is good enough. So says Gemara, no, you don't need a pasuk. You don't need to learn that from the pasuk by Parshas Nesachim. Haksiv im ola karbono mina bakar v'im mina son karbono. So it sounds like you could bring an ola mina bakar or an ola minatzon, and that you don't have to bring the two of them together. So the Torah already teaches me that one is enough without the other, and that you don't need an extra, the pasuk by Nesachim, to tell me that you have the option of minabakar or minatzon, and that you don't have to bring them both. V'idach, and Rabbi Yonah's son who holds that you need the pasuk by Parshas Nesachim to tell me that I don't bring both of them. So what's he going to answer to Rabbi Yoshia's taina that the Torah already taught us this in the Parsha of Ola? I don't need this limud in the Parsha of Nesachim. So it says, itzrich. Now even though it says it in the Parsha of Ola, I need it repeated in the Parsha of Nesachim because salkadai techamina hani mili b'mefar. I might have thought that, yes, when do we say that you could bring mina bakar or minatzon, either one on its own? That's only b'mefarish, that you say at the time of your neder that you're going to bring just one or the other. Aval b'stama, but I would have thought that if you just say stam without saying explicitly which type of animal you're bringing, that laisi mitravayu, that then you have to bring both bakar and tzon, kamash malan. That's why I have a pasuk tell me mina bakar o mina tzon by parshas nesachim, to say that even mina stam, when you just say that you're going to bring a karban, you could bring one or the other. So now the Gemara goes back to explain some of the details of this braisa that elaborated on the halachos of Nesachim, on the limudim of Nesachim. So Amar Mar, we had said in this braisa, toda minayin, how do I know that a korban toda requires Nesachim? Tamalomar o zevach, because the pasuk says o zevach. So what, I need the extra word o in there? Toda, atu toda lav zevachu? Is a toda not a zevach? That I need the word o to be marba a carbon toda? The word zevach alone should have taught me a carbon toda. So says Gemara, now itzrich. Sal kataita kamina hol v'ikal lechem ba'ada lo tibayin nesachim. I might have thought, you know, the toda already has something that accompanies it. It's got all the lachme toda. So I would think it doesn't need the nesachim. That's why I need the o to tell me that even this kind of zevach that's already accompanied by 40 lachme toda, it's still going to require nesachim. But is that really a havamina, that anything that has bread associated with it does not require nesachim? Why would it be any different than the ayil that the nazir brings as a carbon shlamim at the end of his nazirus, the ikabade lechem? He also has to bring lechem together with that carbon. He brings 20 chalos from two different minim that are rikikim and chalos mafatanur, you know, 10 of each, 10 rikikim, 10 chalos mafatanur. So he also brings bread together with his carbon, and guess what? Uboy nesachim, and he requires nesachim. So is there really such a hava amina that anything that has bread with it doesn't need nesachim? Says Gemara, yeah. Salkadait chamina shnei minin, that hasam shnei minin, but hacha arba minin. I might have thought when there are only two types of bread that go with the carbon, then the carbon still requires nesachim. But when there are four types of bread that go with the carbon, then the carbon's not going to require nesachim. So kamash mlan. That's why it comes to tell me that's not so, that a carbon toda also requires nesachim, but I only know that from the extra word. Oh, now it's an interesting havamina, that just because something has lechem, that it therefore should not require nesachim. Why would you assume that way? So Rav Zilberstein Chashuke Chemed discusses what happens if you have a koshal bracha, or you require a koshal bracha, you're out of chasana. Yeah, last minute you were called into duty as a masada kiddushin, so you didn't make sure everything was there in advance, and there's no wine. Now the caterers take care of it, but the masada kiddushin has to make sure everything's in order. I just got a call last night. Guy told me Sunday he's getting married. His Masada Kedushin was supposed to fly in from Eretz Yisrael, not coming in from Eretz Yisrael. Can you be my Masada Kedushin? Okay, fine, no problem. But the caterer will take care of everything. I'm not so worried. So what happens if there's no koshal yayin? So what do you do? So chamar medina. Great. What happens if there's no chamar medina? Can you use lechem by Shabbos and Kiddush? Right. So you don't have yayin. You can use lechem. So Maseches Kala. Kala Rabasi, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Vishavar Brachos Hechim Vrachinan. So it says, okay, so you do it with wine. Hatei Nachdi Kachamra, Lekachamra Amai Mekadesh, Ashikra, Bekafrani Mai, Ashikra, O Arifta, even on a loaf of bread. So in the Sefer Yitur, he quotes the Maseches Kala, and he says, Dover Tamua, Levari Chalapas, never been to a single chasana where they had a pas under the chuppah instead of yayin. So says Rav Zilberstein, maybe, based on our Gemara, you understand where the Maseches Kala is coming from, that there's a hava mina that lechem will always be able to replace nesachim, and I need an extra pasuk to tell me that lechem cannot replace the nesachim of yayin. Halacha l'maisa, obviously we don't use bread and we couldn't use bread. The Rambam writes in Pe'er Ador, Ve'elu shemavarchim b'chaseris and b'chnisun al ha-sheikhar v'chei maisim b'chol yom aval lo al hapas lo shoma kach adamei olam ve'en le'davar zed derech ma makom l'pas b'kan. The Rambam in extremely strong language not to use bread for such a purpose. Okay, so that's the havamin of the Gemara at least. So says the Gemara Vayter now, explaining the Braisa, that the Braisa said from the phrase l'fale neder o b'nedava, we learn that anything that's ba b'neder o b'nedava requires nesachim. So says the Gemara v'lichtav rachmana l'fale neder o b'nedava v'lo ba'i ola. Let the pasuk just say l'fale neder o b'nedava, and you don't need to to say Ola, because Ola is also something that's in that category that could be brought in Neder or Benedava. And once you tell me that everything is brought in Neder or Benedava requires Nesachim, so of course Ola requires Nesachim. Says Marno, Ilo Kasrachmana Ola, had it not said Ola, Hava Amina, I would have naturally assumed that we should darshan the Psukim as follows. Va'asisim Isha La'Hashem, Klal, that it sounds like any carbon Ola Le'ishim, any carbon that goes on the fire and is burnt on the Mizbeach requires Nesachim. Lefali Neder Oben Dava Prat, that only that which is brought b'neder b'nedava requires nesachim. L'reich lichoch chazor v'kalal. So you have a klal that anything that's l'reich lichoch requires nesachim. Klal prat to klal yatadon elakena prat. So I would naturally assume, based on that sequence of psukim, that only that which is similar to the prat requires nesachim. What do you mean similar to the prat? Ma prat mefurish dover sheino ba al chait avkal she'ein ba al chait. That just like the detail, the specific cases, Lefali Neder of a Nedava is something that's not brought as a result of a sin requires Nesachim. So to anything that's not brought as a result of a sin will require Nesachim. Otzi Chatos V'Ashem Shein Ba'an Al-Chet, and therefore a Chatos and Ashem does not require Nesachim. But Avi B'chor U'Maisur Pesach Shein Ba'an Al-Chet, but I would assume if that would be my limud, that a B'chor, Maisur, and Pesach, which don't come as a result of a sin, that they should require Nesachim. Tamalomar Ola. That's why I need the pasuk to specify Ola that to exclude Bechor Maaser Pesach. Hashad Chsiv Ola, and here's how it plays out. Now that I have the word Ola in the parsha, so you say as follows: Klal Prat Mamar Bispe. How do I learn this Klal Prat of Klal? What is it coming to include as similar to the Prat, and what's it coming to exclude? So what it's coming to include is as follows: Maha Prat, just like the Prat, meaning the specific karbanos that are clearly identified as requiring the Sechem, which now is not only that which is Baba Neder and Dava, but it says Ola Ozevach Lefaliv Neder or Benedava. So what do all those have in common? Mefura She'enu Mechuyav Omed. It's something that's not a standing chiyuv that a person has to bring. So such a carbon requires Nesachim. Afkol She'enu Mechuyav Va'omed. So to anything that's not a standing chiyuv that a person has to bring is going to require Nesachim, even if it's not Bab Neder Unadava. Unadava Lahavi Vlados Kachim. Like a Vlad Kachim is not a natural chiyuv that a person has. It's just an outgrowth of an already existing chiyuv, utmurasan, or the tmura of an ola or shlamim, va'ola abamina masaros, or if you have extra nesachim and then you use the extra nesachim to buy leketa mizbeach, to keep the mizbeach busy, you buy karbanos ola, va'ashem shenitak l'ri'ia, or a karban ashem whose bailim died, or his bailim got a kapara with some other karban, where you let it go graze in the agam until it develops a mum, and then you sell it and the money is used l'nedava. If you shecht it l'shem ola, it's kasher v'kala zvachim shnizbuchu shalol lishman. All these things are kasher, but they're not ola l'shem baleim l'shem chova, and they're going to have to bring another carbon in its place. So all of these things are not bab neder nedava, but since they're not a standing chiyuv, their bailum were never mechuyav to bring them, that's why they require nesachim. So the klal upratu klal comes to include these karbanos, but it does not include bechor, meiser, Pesach, because those are things that are a standing chiyuv that the Bailim have to bring. So therefore, those karbanos do not require nesachim. So that's how the limud works out. Says Gemara, v'hasha damrit o. Now that it says the word o in the pasuk, it says mina bakar o minatzon lidrasha, and we already used it to teach me a drasha. So now the Gemara is going to go into four other places in the parsha of nesachim where the word o is used, and say, okay, if you already told me one o is used for a drasha, what drashas do you make from the other four times the word O appears in the parasha of Nesachim? So for example, Lefali Neder O B'Nedava Lamali. What do I learn from the word O in that pasuk? So Lechalkam, that's to distinguish, to divide a Neder and Dava. So Itzrich, Salka Daita Chamina, I might have thought Lefali Neder U'Nedava, I would assume Adamaisi Neder U'Nedava Loli Bayu Nesachim, that you only require Nesachim if you bring bringing both a neder and a nedava. So kamash malan, that's why it has to say l'fali neder o b'nedava, da'isi neder l'chudei libay nesachim, v'yaisi nedava l'chudei laisi nesachim. That just a neder brought on its own requires nesachim, and a nedava brought on its own requires nesachim. Says Gemara, yeah, hanich l'Rabbi Yoshia, that drasha makes perfect sense. According to Rabbi Yoshia, if you remember, he's the one that said by Mekalel, Aviv v'imo, that I need a special pasuk to tell me that you get punished even if you're mekalel only aviv or only imo. So over here as well, I would say if it would have said neder u'nedava, I would bring the sachem only if you do both. That would be the natural assumption, and that's why I need the word o to tell me one or the other. El Rabbi Yonasan, but according to Rabbi Yonasan, who says that even from the words aviv v'imo alone, I would already know it's one or the other. Even without an O, I know that it's one or the other. I don't need so then lamali. Then what do I need the O over here? So salka taita chamina aisi neder l'chudeli by nesachem aisi nedava l'chudeli by nesachem. Yeah, because the havamina would have been as follows. You're right. I would have known that if I bring just a neder, I require nesachem, and if I bring just a nedava, I require nesachem. I don't need the word O to teach me that. But I would have thought aisi neder unedava tiski b'nesachem d'chad, that you can kill two birds with one stone. That if you bring neder and nedava, that a single set of nesachim is enough. Kamash malan, that's why I need lefali neder o b'nedava, to tell me that they are so independent that even if I bring them both, I bring a neder and a nedava, that I need two separate karbanos. Two separate sets of nesachim, rather. O b'moadechem lamali. Okay, but the word o also appears in the phrase o b'moadechem. So what's that there to teach me? Salka daitechamina hani mili dekamaisi ola b'neder u'shlamim b'nedava. I would have thought, yeah, when do you bring two sets of nesachim? If you're bringing an ola as a neder and a shlamim as a nedava, inami yibcha, or the ola as a nedava and the shlamim as a neder. So two different types of karbanos, and one as a neder, one as a nedava. That's when you get two sets of nesachim. Aval heicha de kamaisi ola ushlamim b'neder. But let's say I bring them both as a neder, both an ola and a shlamim as a neder. Inami ola ushlamim b'nedava. Shem neder echad, shem nedava achasi. That it's all one big neder, or it's all one big nedava. And therefore, it's iskleb nesachim dechad. And therefore, one set of nesachim should suffice. Kamash milan o b'moadechem. That's what the word o b'moadechem is coming to tell me, that each carbon requires its own separate nesachim. Now the Gemara says, yeah, but the word o appears weiter in the parsha. V'chitasa ben bakar ola o zavach. So lamali, why do I need the o over there? So istrich. Salka dait chamina hani milieche de kamaisi ola ushlamim b'neder inami ola ushlamim b'nedava. Yes, I would have thought that when you bring both an ola and shlamim as a neder, or both an ola and a shlamim as a nedava, yes, that requires two sets of nesachim. But aval heicha de kamaisi shtei olos, chadav b'neder v'chadav b'nedava. But if you bring two kabbarnos ola, and it's just you only bring one of them as a neder, one of them as a nedava, inami, shnei shlamim, echad b'neder v'echad b'nedava. You bring two kabbarnos shlamim, one as a neder, one as a nedava, eim ha-shem shlamim achasi, shem alachasi, v'tiskleib nesachim d'chad. I would think that only requires one set of nesachim. Kamash milan, the word o tells me it requires two sets of nesachim. Then there's one more o in the parsha. Lefali neder o shlamim lamali. What does the word o teach me in that context? Salka dai dechamina hani mili hecha demaisi shtei olos. Chad b'neder v'chad b'nedava inami shnei shlamim. Chad b'neder v'chad b'nedava. Yes, I would have assumed that if I bring two korbanos ola, one as a neder, one as a nedava, two korbanos shlamim, one as a neder, one as a nedava, that's when I need two sets of nesachim. Aval hecha dechamaisi shtei olos b'neder. But if I bring two korbanos ola, both as a neder, ushtei olos b'nedava, or two korbanos ola, both as a nedava, inami shnei shlamim b'neder, ushnei shlamim b'nedava, or if I bring just two korbanos shlamim as a neder, two korbanos shlamim as a nedava, shem al echad hu v'shem neder echad hu, v'tiskele b'nesachim d'chad. I would think if it's two olos, both as a neder, that's all one big thing, and I should only require one set of nesachim. So kamash milan, that's what the fourth O in the parsha is coming to teach me, that we don't say any such thing, and that one is required to bring separate sets of Nesachim. So we had mentioned in the Brisa from the words Mina Bakar O Minatzon, Rabbi Yoshia, way back at the end of yesterday's daf, we mentioned Rabbi Yoshia learns that not an oath, that an oath does not require Nesachim. Rabbi Yonah's son learns that if from that phrase O Mina Bakar O Minatzon, that if a person takes a neder to bring a Karban Olah, he doesn't have to bring both Bakar and Tzon, one or the other is good enough. So Rabbi Yoshia says, I don't need the word O in the Pasuk to exclude Ov. So if that's the case, why do I have the word O in the Pasuk? Rabbi Yoshia, Hai mina bakar O mina tzon lamali. According to Rabbi Yoshia, there's another O that needs to be dealt with. Mina bakar O mina tzon. So says Mar, Salka daitecha mina, Hani mili betray mini. I would have thought that when do you bring Nesachim for each carbon independently? That's if there are two types of animals. One of them is bakar, one of them is tzon. Aval b'chad mina, but when you bring two karbanos of the same min, two tzon or two bakars, statistically ben nesachim d'chad, I would think that would only require one set of nesachim, kamash malan. That's what the word O is there to teach me. So the Gemara asks, it says in the parsha also, kachatasu la'echad. So it sounds like you bring a nesachim for each one. Lamali, what have I not yet figured out that you bring nesachim for independently that has to say kachatasu la'echad? We just darshaned every O in the parsha to tell me that every separate carbon needs its own separate nesachim. So what's left to darshan? It says, I might have thought it's a timing issue. That if you're makdish two karbanos, one after the other, then I don't care if they're both olos. I don't care if they're both nedars, both nedarim, both nedavos. I don't care. That you bring two sets of nesachim. Yeah, but that's only when you're makdish one after the other. Aval bas achas, tizki le bin nesachim dechad. But I would think that if you makdish them at the same time, then you can get away with just one set of nesachim. So kamash mlan. That's why it has to tell me that that's not the case. That you always need two sets of nesachim. Okay, so far on this daf, all we, essentially what we learned is, when you bring multiple karbanos, multiple nesachim. Good. Now we go right to the Mishnah. The Mishnah went on to say that achatas and asham do not require nesachim as a general rule. Ela shechatasos shel mitzora va'ashamo ta'u nesachim. With the exception of the chatas and mitzora of an asham, of a mitzora rather, they do require nesachim. The chatas and the asham of a mitzora require nesachim. Says Mar Minani Mili. How do I know that the chatas and the asham of mitzora require nesachim? The Tanur Rabbanan, we have a brisa that says as follows: by a mitzora that goes through the Tara process, the pasuk says that he brings shnei kivasim tamimim and kivsa achas bashnasa tamima, and it says ushlosha esronim soles mincha. That's blul b'shemen. So b'mincha aboyim azevach hakas medaber. What kind of mincha is this? These are minachos that are brought together with the zevach, which is another way of saying nesachim. It's a minchas nesachim. Since you bring three kvasim, one for an ola, one for a chatas, one for an asham, so you bring three esronim of flour. One esronim of flour for your ola, one for your chatas, one for your asham. These are minchas nesachim. So ata omer b'mincha aboyim azevach. Are you sure that that's what it's talking about? A minchas nesachim that goes along with each carbon that he's bringing? Maybe it's just saying that aside from the three zvachim that he has to bring, there's a fourth carbon that he has to bring called the carbon mincha, and that carbon mincha is made up of three esronim of flour. How do you know that these three esronim are one isaron of minchas nesachim for each of his zvachim? No, maybe it's a fourth carbon that he's got to bring, and that fourth carbon is three esronim of flour. So says Mar Kishu Omer, when the pasuk goes on to say, Vehela Kohen es ha'ola ve'es ha'mincha havi omer b'mincha aboy mazavach hakas medaber. When it says that the Kohen brings up the ola and the mincha ha'mizbecha right on the mizbeach, so I would think that that from that pasuk you see that the mincha is brought together with the carbon ola, meaning it's bound up with the carbon ola. It's a minchas nesachim. Yeah, but I still wouldn't know if the chatas and the asham require nesachim, require nischa yayin or not. It doesn't say, it only says minchas nesachim. I don't know anything about yayin. I only know that there's an isarun of flour for each karban that's brought, that the mitzvah brings. So tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says by the parsha of Nesachim, the yayin lenesach reviyasahin tasa ala ola ola zevach lekevas ha'echad. The Torah didn't have to say ala ola ola zevach. It already said that beforehand. So it must be ola olas mitzvah, zevach suchatas mitzvah, ola zevach suasham mitzvah. An extra word in the parsha of Nesachim for each of the karbanos of mitzvah to tell me that the mitzvah not only requires a minchas Nesachim with each of his karbanos, but he also requires yayin, actual normal regular Nesachim with each of his karbanos. And that's how I know that even though generally chatas hashem does not require nesachim, by a mitzvah it's a different parsha. By a mitzvah he's always going to require nesachim. So now we're going to explain the end of the Braisa that taught me that an Ola Chatzos Nashama Mitzvah required Nesachim. So the Gemara discusses other Ribuyim that are why we need other Ribuyim, or why we need separate Ribuyim for a Chatzos and for an Asham. So the Gemara asks, why does the Braisa have to tell me to be Marba Chatzos and an Asham of Mitzvah L'Nesachim from two separate Limudim? Right, that's what we just got through saying, that Ola Zu Olas Mitzvah, Zevach zuchatas mitzvah, ola zevach zuasham mitzvah. So the assumption was that the chatas nashim needed separate ribuyim. Says Rav Tevkel, Tervayim mizevach. Why can't I learn them both from the word zevach alone? Da Amar Mar. Because when it comes to a nazir, the Torah says that after he's megaleach, he puts the hair that he was megaleach under the dud where the basar shlamim is being cooked, under the pot where the basar shlamim is being cooked. That it says that beferish in the Torah. It sounds like a strange ritual, but that's what it says beferish in the psukim in Parshas Naso, that he takes sarosh and Israel and nasan al esha shetacha zevach hashlamim. He puts it on the fire that's mamish right underneath the zevach hashlamim. So chatos v'asham, the chat of a Nazir Tahir, the Asham of a Nazir Tameh, Minayin, how do I know that, that if he puts his hair under the dud that's cooking those two karbanos, that he's also Yotzei? The Torah only says he puts it under the Shlamim. How do I know he puts it under the Chatos? He could put it under the Chatos or under the Asham when it's cooking. Tamalomar Zevach. That's why it says Zevach HaShlamim. What do you see from that drasha? That from the word Zevach alone, you can learn both Chatas and Asham. So that's why we have a problem over here. Chatas and Asham of Mitzvah could be learned just from the word Zevach. You don't need separate Ribuyim. So why, when it comes to learning out that a Chatas and an Asham of a Mitzvah require Nisachim, do I need two separate Ribuyim? Just say Zevach, and I know that it's both the Chatas and the Asham of a Mitzvah. So says Gemara, Hani Mili, Hecha de Travayu Ki Adadi Ninu. No, you can only learn both Chatas and Asham from the word Zevach when both the Chatzos and the Asham are the same. The Nazir is bringing both of them to be Machshiro, Matiro. The Chatzos is Matir and B'shtias Yayin, and the Teglachas, the Asham is Machshir him to begin counting new Nazirus B'tahara because he messed up the previous Nazirus. But in the case of a mitzora, not like a nazir, the asham and the chatas have different functions. See, by the nazir, the asham and the chatas have the same function. So good, so you could say that the word zevach comes to teach me about both the asham and the chatas. But not true by a mitzora. By a mitzora, the asham and the chatas have different functions. Why? The asham is there to be machshir, the chatas is there to be mechaper. That the asham is machshir him to enter the machna shechina, which he was previously not allowed to go into, and the chatas is coming to be mechaper on the averos for which he got sara'as. So be in a treikrai. That's why I need two separate psukim. What are the averos for which a person gets sara'as? So that's the sugya maseches arach and daftazai namal aleph. The gemara over there, that's the sefer Chavetz Chaim is built on like two sugyas in shas essentially. There's a little gemara at the end of maseches psachim, and there's a couple of davim of gemara in maseches arach and about lashon hara. That's what they say. The gadlus of the Chavetz Chaim was that he, you know, anyone could write, not anyone, but people could write chidushim on a mesechta. He created a mesechta, meaning a little bit here, a little bit there. He found rishonim that talk about from all over the place, and he created a topic called lashon hara. Lashon hara just happens to be mentioned in a couple of random places, and he managed to create an entire limud, an entire topic. So in that gemara, the gemara says that it's, you know, the most famously negayim tzara Das comes about because of Lashon Hara. The Gemara actually says that there are seven Averos that bring about Lashon, that bring about Saras, Lashon Hara, Shvichas Damim, Shvua Shav, Gilei Arayos, Gasus HaRuach, Gezel, Tsoros HaAyin. So you have to figure out what the common theme between all of them is. They seem to all be Gaiva related, so the root of all evil. So that's the limud. So I would think, so the Chatos and the Asham of a Mitzorot serve totally different functions, because the Chatos is there just to be Mechaper for the Averos. Now, a lot of Achronim raise the question that there are a number of places in Shas where it seems that the Chatos of Mitzorah is not to be mechaper, but it's to be matir him la'achilas kodshim, in which case both the chatos and the asham of mitzorah also serve the same function. So they say maybe it's a stirin, maybe it's a machlokas and sugyus, that this gemara is assuming that the chatos is to be mechaper, what the function of the chatos of mitzorah is. Okay, so says gemara now, why does the brisa need to be marbe the karbonos of mitzorah specifically? Zevach zu chatas mitzorah. So we said zevach teaches me that the chatas of mitzorah requires nesachim. Ve'ema zu chatas v'yashem denazir. Maybe I should make a drasha that the chatas of a nazir tahar or the asham of a nazir tameh, that they require nesachim. How do I know that it's a chatas of mitzorah specifically? Meaning these psukim do not appear in the parsha of the mitzorah, they appear in the parsha of nesachim. So it tells me that there is a zevach that requires nesachim that you would not have known about. How do I know that that's about a mesona? So says Mar Lo Salkadaitach. You cannot think to say that it relates to a nazir and not a mitzora. Ditanya, because the Brisa says that the pasuk by a nazir Torah tells me umin chasam v'niskehem. So ba'olasol b'shlamah v'kasam medaber, that it's telling me that his ola and his shlamim require a mincha and a nesachim, not his chatas. So atomer ba'olasol b'shlamah. How do I know that it's only his Ola and his Shlamim? Maybe the Chatas of a Nazir also requires Nesachim. Tamalomar, that's why the Pasuk says, Ve'esha'ayil ya'aseh zevach shlamim u'min chasov v'niskov. Ayil bechlal haya. Ayil is already included in all the karbonos of a nazir, and it said min chasam v'niskayem. V'lama yatsa. Why does it have to be taken out of the klal and mentioned separately? Lahakish elav, to make a hekish between the ayil and the other karbonos. Ma ayil miyuchad ba b'neder undava, just like an ayil which is a shlamim, and a shlam could be brought b'neder undava. That's what requires nesachim. Afkol ba b'neder undava. Which karbonos of a nazir require nesachim? Only those karbonos of a nazir that are the type of karbon that can be brought b'neder undava, meaning a karbon ola of a nazir, but not a chatos and not an asham, because they can never be brought b'neder undava, and therefore the chatos and the asham of a nazir do not require nesachim. So that's why from this hekish we know not to include the chatos nashim of a nazir from the word zevach that it says in the parsha of Nesachim, because it's already been excluded based on this hekish that the chatos and the yashim of a nazir do not require Nesachim. Ola zu olas mitzora. Okay, then we said that the word ola in the parsha of Nesachim comes to tell me the olas mitzora requires Nesachim. Vema zu olas yoledas. Again, it only tells me that there is a carbon ola that requires Nesachim. Why are we jumping right to mitzora? Maybe it's an olas yoledas that requires Nesachim. I already know that an olas yoledas requires nesachim from the end of the pasuk. Detaini, because the Brisa darshins as follows. Rabbi Nosson Omer. Rabbi Nosson points out, it says in the parsha of nesachim, it says yayin nesach v'yisin tasal ol zevach keves ha'echad. So we darshin the keves ha'echad v'keves zu olas yoledas. Ha'echad ze acharasar shal meiser shekar of shlamim. That's the 11th one of meiser that requires nesachim as well. That even though it's brought as a carbon shlom and requires a sachem. What does it mean the 11th one is meiser? So generally when you bring meiser behema, you're supposed to let the animals out of the pen one at a time and count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's your meiser behema. What if you miscount and the 11th one you mark as 10? So then that also has to be brought as a carbon. So it's brought as a shlom and that requires nesachim, which is quite a chiddush that it requires nesachim. The 11th one that's niskadesh based on your mistake that you called the 10, 10 requires Nesachim. The 10th one, that's the actual Meiser, does not require Nesachim. So that's the Chiddush. So since we already include Olas Yoledes from Lekeves, so the Torah can use the word Ola that appears in the Parsha of Nesachim to tell me an Olas Mitzora requires Nesachim. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, you can't ask Kashas. Why from Zevach do we include the Chatzos and the Yashem of a Nazir? Why do we not include the Chatzos Yashem of a Nazir? We only include the Chatzos Yashem of Mitzora. Why from Ola do we not learn the Ola of Yoledes? So because he says because there are three ribuyim in the parsha, and therefore that's an indication to dafka include nesachim in a parsha that has three karbanos. Who's the guy that brings three karbanos? Ezu davar shetzarech shlosh ribuyin haviyom rezem mitzora. Meaning it's the number of ribuyim that gave it away. Meaning you can ask, why are we? It's a parsha that's talking about nesachim. How do I know that it's coming to include mitzora? Maybe it's coming to include anything else. No, because there are three of them. So it's got to be that that's about the parsha of mitzora, because the parsha of the mitzora himself brings three karbanos. So the Gemara now darshan's pasuk, it says by an ayil. It says la'ayil lamali. What do I need from the word la'ayil? I already know that Niskei Ayil in the parsha of the Musafim already says that it requires Nesachim. So Rav Sheshes, the Rabbos Elo Shel Aaron, that the Ayil that the Kohen Gadol is Makrav in Yom Kippur on his own, that also requires Nesachim. Elo Shel Aaron mi b'moadechem nafka. Don't I already know the Ayil Shel Aaron from b'moadechem, that it's going to require Nesachim, because that's an Ayil of Yom Kippur, isn't, and Yom Kippur is one of Moadechem. So yes, I would think the Karbanos had Tzibur that are brought in the Moadim require Nesachim, but the Ayil of a Yachid of a Kohen Gadol that's brought on a Moed should not require Nesachim. Post can make a big deal out of the fact that the Gemara seems to assume automatically that Moadechem includes Yom Kippur, and what that means halacha l'maisa in terms of nusach of what we say in Shmoneh Esrei, but that Yom Kippur is necessarily called the Moed, but not for right now. Maishno me olas yoledes. Says Gemara, why is the Ayil of Aaron any different than the Ola of Yoledes, which is a carbon yachid and requires nesachim? So the Ayil of Aaron naturally should require nesachim. I shouldn't need a pasuk for that. I would think an olas yoledes is different because there's no set zman for it. It's whenever she brings the carbon after giving birth. But something like the Isle of Aaron that has to be brought on Yom Kippur, say Imalo, I would think it should not require Nesachim, Kamash Malan. That's why I need a Pasuk. O la'ayil amali. Okay, so but for that it only had to say la'ayil. What does the word O come to teach me? L'rabos is apalgas. That a palgas also requires nesachim. What is a palgas? So at different stages, the sheep is called different things. A keves is when it's within the first year. After it's 13 months old, it's called an ayil. What about between 12 and 13 months? That's called a palgas. So a palgas also requires nesachim. Says Marhanichal Rabbi Yochanan Damar Briyahu. That makes sense if you say like Rabbi Yochanan that a palgas is neither a keves nor an ayil. It's this third category. Titnan hekrivu mevi alav niske ayil ve'eno olalo mizivcho. That if you bring a palgas, so you bring the nesachim of an ayil, and if you're mechayev an ayil or a keves, from Rabbi Yochanan you say Ola ayil rabos is a palgas, that Ola ayil comes to include a palgas. El barpada da amar maisiu masni, but barpada says no. A palgas is one or the other. We just don't know which one it is. A palgas is either a keves or an ayil. We're just not sure which one. Disveku, and that's why you bring the nesachim and you have to make a tanai that if it's this one, then these nesachim should count for this one. If it's that one, so it's rakol rabuya sveka. So I need a pasuk to tell me about a safek. So says the gemara vade le barpada kasha. You're right. I wouldn't need an extra ribuy in the pasuk if it's just one or the other, because I already know that both an ayil and a keves require nesachim. So it says the nischa shor ayil and se. So this extra pasuk is coming to teach me something. So we darshan l'shara echad matam alom elfishem sinu shachakasu be nischa ayil and nischa keves. I already know that there are different nesachim for an ayil and for a keves. Yachal nechalik be nischa par le nischa egel. so I might think by a cow at different ages, by a bull at different ages also, should require a different nesachim. Tam lomar, l'shor echad. That's what the Chazal of an expression, shor ben yomo, nikra shor. He's one day old, he's already called a shor, nothing changes. Ola ayil ma tam lomar, why do I need ola ayil? Fisham tzinush, kasub ben niske ben shanel, niske ben shtayim, so yachon l'chalit ben niske ben shtayim, niske ben shalosh. Same animal, maybe there's a difference between when he's 2 years old and when he's 3 years old. Tam lomar, ola ayil ha'echad. Ola seba kvasim matam lomar. Why? What do I need that phrase for? L'fishem tzinush kol kas beniske kevus l'niske ayil. So yachol chalik beniske kivsal l'niske rechela. That female ones also. Tam lomar. Ola seba kvasim. That the females is no difference in the age. O beizim matam lomar. What do I learn from O beizim? L'fishem tzinush kol kas beniske kevus l'niske ayil. Yachol chalik beniske gedi l'niske seir. That a gedi is a young goat. A seir is an older goat. I might think different nesachim. Tam lomar. O beizim. Amar Papa Badiklan Rava. Rava tested us. Niske Rechela Bekama. The Nesachim of a Rechela, which is 2 years old, how much Nesachim do you bring? Are you Mechalik between a Zachar and a Keva? Upashit Nalemi Masnisin. And we were able to be poshate from a Mishnah in Mesachah Shkalim. Gedi Mishamesh Niske Tzon, Shal Gedolim, Vishal Ketanim, Shal Zacharim, Vishal Nekevos. Chutz Mishal Elim. So the Mishnah is Soser itself, because first it says that the din of an Nesachim applied the same whether the Tzon are Gedolim or Ketanim, and then it says that an Ayil is different in its Nesachim from Kvasim. So the fact that it says Shal Gedolim and Shal Ketanim must be talking about Nekevos. That Nekevos are the same regardless of the age of the animal, but when it comes to males, then it's not going to be the same based on the age of the animal. Okay, those are our Joshua's Bezhem tomorrow. New topic with the Mishnah on Sadi Bezimna.